Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, welcome so much, Isaiah. Thank you so much, Isaiah. Actually, today is the Jasari's Love Show, and I am Mama Jahi. I am Jasari's Love, and I am so excited to be here and being blessed by the Creator to have another day on these airwaves through Blog Talk Radio to share my view and my experience with so many people, and especially being able to have my wonderful, wonderful grandson in my life. I'm now an elder, and it's just so great, you know, having that experience with the younger generation. I want to take this time to thank the 27,481 listeners who have been supporting Home-Based Business 101. We really, really want to thank you, and also for the Jasari's Love Show. We also ask you to take the time to tweet and Facebook and email and just send those communications out to your friends and associates to let them know about our show. Today's topic is a very, very dear and serious one to my heart, and I'm using this topic as I close out the January of 2011 and go into February. And as you know, for those of you who have been following us, I've been doing quite a topic on looking at Dr. Martin Luther King's legacy and actually asking people to take a serious look at it and see what are you doing with that in your life. So today's topic is take the Dr. Martin Luther King Challenge for 2011. And I'm very, very serious about that. And this topic is very important when you think about business because, again, as I mentioned last week, it is economics that are affecting our community too. It is the ability to have fair exchange, the ability to take your goods and services to the market, put it out there, and for people to come to you and not take and stop and look at the color of your skin, check and see what religious background you are before they purchase from you. If you're out there and you're selling a pair of tennis shoes that's by any of the name brand stores, then whether you are African-American selling those tennis shoes, whether you're Native American selling those tennis shoes, whether you're a person of color, from many ethnic backgrounds selling those tennis shoes, the dream is that anybody could come up and would come up and purchase them from you just as they would their own ethnic group. So in my description, which is pretty lengthy today, it's almost like an essay, so I'm going to have to learn how to shorten those, I say, start your year of 2011 in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. by working to make his dream a reality in your life, in your business life, too. Now, for some people out there, you know, who may want to be the diehards, who just don't want to see equity and fairness and who may not believe that we're all of God's children or we are all made by the Creator, we're all human beings, I pray for those people, however, that you will see another reality. However, you know, for those people who want to just step it up a bit and who want to open up their hearts to the fact that the Creator has created so many of us of so many different shades and hues and cultures, and, you know, this world is has so many different ethnic groups out here. And we all have one thing in common, that is we all have to eat. We all have to have those survival things. We all want to sleep in a cozy environment. We all want our children to do well. We all want to have healthy water to eat and drink. And we all want to be able to practice our self-determination, which we call Kujichagulia in Kiswahili. So here are a few tips. If you discover, and I'm saying if you discover, and that comes from those introspective moments of checking into yourself, that self time, that you are not doing any business outside of your ethnic group because of any beliefs and practices that may have been handed down to you or because of false information, ignorance, or fear, or lack of proper education about other folks, or a lack of about different ethnic groups, races, creeds of people, languages, if that's a barrier for you, culture or difference of spirituality or religious practices, then please take the Jasari's Love Challenge and actively work to purchase items outside of your comfort zone. Personally, being of African-American descent, I am going to be very specific about some of the experiences that I've had. I'm quite sure different people have had those different experiences. That would mean that although we appreciate, in most cases, I can go out to any mall and go buy anything I want from anybody, and it's accepted. It's you know, appreciated and it's accepted. That would mean, you know, outside of my culture and my, you know, outside of the African-American community, I like to do both. I like to support those people that are of the same culture that I am as well as outside. But that is the way, part of the way I was raised. I'm a person who just enjoys and loves just trying different things, trying different fabrics from different people from different places around the world, something that has been woven, woven item from someone from a Latino community. Those type of things, I enjoy, you know, that experience, tasting and trying different foods that is actually cooked by those particular people from anywhere in the world or different religions. For Baltimore City, we used to have the city fair, and we'd have we had other ethnic fairs that would allow us to come to those fairs for the sole purpose of being able to get a taste and a feel of different people's cultures and to get to know each other better. And so we just ask people, you know, to allow yourself to grow and appreciate the differences that's in us. And that's part of the Dr. Martin Luther King legacy, along with wanting to have a peaceful existence and the end of war. The reality is being able to exchange ideas and come together and be supportive, purchase goods and services outside of our African-American community is something that that we do anyway, because a lot of times we didn't even have those services in our community. So we can all grow in leaps and bounds when other African-Americans, as well as those outside of being African-American, do the same towards us. Come into our communities and see what we have to offer. Come to our stores and gain the African-American experience. And I'm quite sure there may be some other ethnic groups who feel the same way. Go into a Latino community and experience the Latino experience. Go into any other community you can think of. It may not be African American. It may be an African community, a Caribbean community, a Jamaican community, and go a Filipino community, and experience the colors of the clothes, the different experiences. That is how we truly grow. If we say that we truly want to grow, for those people who are listening, who say, you know what, this is something that I want to do, or I'm at least willing to try. And that's going to open up the doors really, really big for all of us who are in business, home-based businesses, network marketing, all of that. In some cases, like in network marketing, there will not be any major differences because of the systems that the various companies have in place. Believe it or not, in most network marketing companies, when you join up and you decide that you want to sell something, whether it's Zamzu, Mary Kay Avon, or Vitamart, it's not going to matter who you sign up under, really, because the system that they have designed is for everyone to be successful. You do ABC, then the next thing happens, and the next thing happens, and the next thing happens. It's pretty much a system that's designed for anybody, anywhere, within wherever these particular companies network to be successful. But the person that's being asked to take a look at this here has to open up their mind. So if someone outside of your ethnicity comes to you and wants to share an idea with you, that's your opportunity to make that dream come true by opening up your ears and eyes and saying, you know what, let me see what this is about. I've never heard of this. Let me see what it is about. Because that is truly how we all grow. There are flower shops, tutorial services, consulting firms, writers, dentists, doctors, insurance agents, financial service representatives, and a host of other businesses that seem to find themselves ignored and left out of the fair exchange and equality that great Dr. Martin Luther King worked so hard to express and to achieve. So those places exist in your Yellow Pages book or in your however you go Google for information, and you're looking for services and things like that. And, you know, when you look for the service, genuinely looking for a service, and you're genuinely looking for, you know, a good dentist or a good doctor or someone that's going to be a good financial service representative or a good writer of a good book, you just want to pick up a good book, you know, go ahead and step outside of your comfort zone. You'd be surprised what you will find outside of your own comfort zone, your own ethnicity or cultural experience. And that is the main point with the Dr. Martin Luther King Challenge. And that is truly, truly, truly a challenge. It is not challenging to go around just saying that we're going to celebrate his day, his birthday, recognize it, have a boulevard with his name on it. But the true challenge is when you go down that boulevard with his name on it, and for those of us who live on those boulevards with his name on it, is to clean it up and make it come to life and make it the beautiful idea and the thought that Dr. Martin Luther King had in mind. As, you know, we go out of January, let's keep that dream alive. Let's keep that idea of and practices of what Dr. Martin Luther King had for us alive and make it truly, truly a reality by doing that. And I know, again, this is a very, very, very tough subject for some people, very touching, very painful. There are people out there who are saying that there's no way in the world that they're going to go into a different community to do anything. And I've witnessed it. I've been to some fairs and festivals that were supposed to be designed so that we could have an exchange and get to know our brothers and sisters of different backgrounds. And I've gotten there, and as an African-American, I've been to them, and sometimes I've been the only one, or in some cases there would be a handful of African-Americans entering a different type of a festival or program that was sponsored for maybe a different ethnic group. And they're waiting, just expecting a variety of people to come. And this is, there's just a handful of us and then just the vendors from that particular group. So that's my challenge for this year. Get out there and get to learn. You know, that's one of the things that Nelson Mandela, who we have to keep him in our prayers right now, the president of the first African, black African president of South Africa, wanted, you know, that's, he spent 27 years behind bars because of a system called apartheid. In that country, they're still fighting to make those changes. But, you know, we really, really, really have to dig deep to be able to sit down and get to learn each other. There's a chapter in his book, and it says, sit down and talk with the enemy, meet with what we think is the enemy. And you'd be surprised when you look at each other. We both have two eyes, a nose, mouth, ears, and in between those two ears, there's a brain. There's a heart that pumps. And you'll find that there's a lot more things that we all have in common when we really take the time and we think about it. And the main thing is we all are on this planet together, and this planet needs to be nurtured and taken care of. So, you know, as we're doing our different businesses and things that we're practicing, we have to keep that in mind. Business means, you know, how do you dispose of your trash in your business? Are you polluting the environment? That's something that Dr. Martin Luther King would not want us to do. Are we, you know, working together? Are we showing our children and our children's children unity by being able to come together? Or as I go through some of the literature that I see, are we making ourselves as exclusive? And I know there are times when we do things that are for your community and for your ethnic group to build and to build self-esteem. We participate in things like that. I participate in the Kwanzaa programs, and Kwanzaa is a big part of my life, which is to help us as African Americans grow and to spend time reflecting on who we are and what we do. But that's pretty much the only time that I'm pretty much exclusive. Other than that, I'm out trying to learn and meet and understand other people and see what we can do together to make this planet a better planet together. It's not easy, but it is worth it. You know, nothing that you want in life is really going to be easy, but the question is it worth it? And I believe that it is worth it. I really do. I believe that it's going to make our children and our grandchildren a lot more happier to know that they can work together. A few years ago, I participated in a program in Baltimore, Maryland. I cannot think of the name of it, but what it did, it brought the Jewish and the African American community together at a local high school. And the experience that I had, which was very interesting, was that the young Jewish children expressed the following ideas. They said that they would actually like to have the opportunity as they grow up to intermingle with different cultures, because they were finding that they were segregating this one particular part in Baltimore City, which is in the Park Heights area, the Upper Park Heights area, and there's a lot of controversy going on over there right now because of that, because of people being separated. And, you know, they said that when they got to college, they were finding here, they were going into these colleges and universities, and for the first time in their life, they were in some cases rooming with a person from a different culture. You know, just in classes for the first time in their lives as 17, 18, or 19-year-olds. And it was a culture shock, an actual culture shock. And it was not one that they appreciated either. And this is what they said. And these were young people who, you know, were it was a setting in which they were allowed to express how this made them feel. And that's why I am speaking about these things now. Because the reality is, as a person who used to sell life insurance, I could go door-to-door in my community and, for the most part, at least get people to open the doors for me and listen to what I have to say. And then sometimes in our own community it can be difficult. But I can tell you for a fact that I have gone in other communities and the doors did not open, people looking at you through the Venetian blinds, peeking like you're a criminal. And we don't do that usually in our communities. Usually in African-American communities, almost anybody can come in and, you know, and sell the thing, their encyclopedias, their window treatment plans, and their lawn care services, and their insurance. For years, insurance agents were sitting at the table having tea with our mothers and grandmothers as if they were friends. But these same people would not do, you know, vice versa. And I know because I've asked them, you know, as I entered that arena, that business, with reputable companies, with reputable training. So I'm just telling you what I know, and I'm just asking you to dig deep and look into your heart and soul, for those who have one that are listening, you know, to think about that. And also in your hiring practices and in your support practices, if you're network marketers, are you treating people the way they should be treated, like human beings, with dignity and respect? And if you don't understand a certain culture, if you have been misguided, Jasara's Love Show is here to tell you, go do some research and you will find that people are people, with different foods that we eat and different mannerisms, but it's just a thing called being different. I'm going to take a moment for a station break. I want to thank everybody again. This is the Jasara's Love Show, which is a part of Home-Based Business 101, and we want to again thank the 27,481 listeners to the show, and the show, you know, comes on, the Home-Based Business 101 also comes on Sunday mornings, you can check that out, and various times during the week, and we also have a couple of new shows, the Gail Walker Show, the New Yorker, and we have the Ruth Bradford Show. And we just want you to know to keep your ears and eyes open for these various shows and topics. Also, I want to announce to you that the Jasara's Love Show will be making another show, which will be going more into the word called love. I'll be doing a show on that. And as you can see, that's one of my themes, Jasara's Love. And Jasara means audacious love. So I just want to make sure that you know all these different things. And also, I am a representative of the company ZamZoo. And I do invite you to take that challenge, those of you who are listening and looking for a home-based business, a network marketing business. If you're in the chat room, I thank you for coming to the chat room. And if you look in the chat room, I do have in there information on how to contact me, Jasaris Love, J-A-S-A-R-I-S, love, at movementsunlimited.com, and I will spell that out, J-A-S-A-R-I-S-L-O-V-E at movementsunlimited.com. And I do thank those people that are in the chat room so very much for being on there. I also, you know, the main thing is just letting people hear the challenge. You know, a lot of times, as I said, being African-American and witnessing how the Dr. Martin Luther King programs are handled, you know, everybody's walking on eggshells, and for the most part, they just want to talk about his luxurious, wonderful dream. And yet I see right there in at the audience, or I see, you know, moments later, that dream not being practiced. So that's why, you know, I've just taken the time to let people know, let's make that dream come true. When you go to open up your home-based business, or for those of you who already have it, just keep that in mind, you know. Be willing to be able to service as many people as you can. And for those people who are out there that are customers or other business owners who need to exchange your business ideas and the things that you need, keep that in mind as you're doing business, to step outside of that comfort zone, because you yourself will grow in leaps and bounds just by doing that. It will be a tremendous blessing and awareness for you and for your entire community. That's one of the things that I learned when I attended those different events that they had in Baltimore City. When I got there, just making new acquaintances, new associates, and becoming much, much more comfortable with people who are of different cultures and ethnic groups, and just, you know, anything that's just different. You know, even being much more comfortable around people who speak in a totally different language, to the point where I actually enjoy it. And I'm still working on learning different languages. My language in school was French. I didn't do very well with that, but I am, you know, somewhat familiar with some of the different languages and things like that, and I find them to be very, very, very helpful if you can at least say hello to someone. I see a hand up, and I'm going to go to my friend here and acknowledge her. I would love to hear you. Hello, is this Ruth?
Hi, Cynthia. I just couldn't
hello,
help
how are you?
I am good. I've been listening to the show online, but I had to call in this last few minutes and just thank you for this message of love that you're giving this morning. Thank you for walking the talk of what you do. You know, this is a subject today that's kind of, like you say, it's kind of touchy, but it has to be presented, and you've done it so well. You know, just reminding people of Dr. King's message, that when we, as we go through our business and as people come to us, we're to be judged, we're to look at a person's character, not the color of their skin. So I'm calling in to tell you that I'm taking the pledge. I'm taking the challenge for 2011.
Thank you so much. And having known you and been around you, Ruth, basically over the airways, I know that you've always, you know, you've practiced that. And all that we're asking as people of Native American and African descent and so many other people of color is that other people look within themselves and practice it also. Because in this world in 2011, we can truly grow in leaps and bounds once we better understand each other and respect, you know, respect that. As we clear the land to harvest new crops and to build new buildings, when we understand the effects that we have on another culture and another group
yes.
of people, it will make us kind of stop and think and care a little bit more, because it's definitely going to affect the entire planet. It may not affect people at that moment, you know what I'm saying, but we're
yes.
looking, you know, I'm always, like you are, thinking about my great-grandchildren down the road. What is it going to be like?
We're sowing the seeds now that, and our generations to come will reap the benefits. And you're so right. We just have to, and do as you're doing on this call, and do as what I call people to action, to lead with love. And I'm looking forward to your new show that you're putting out. That is a wonderful, wonderful project. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And for those of you who are listening, this is Ruth Bradford, and she has a show, and we will be kind of setting up the date and time for you to expect her show. So you're going to get a lot more mentoring and a lot more assistance from somebody who's been out there in network marketing. I'm going to have to end it for today. I want to thank you, Ruth, so much for calling in. I appreciate it. I want to make sure I do my correct thing, but make sure the entire music plays. So I thank you so much. And I'm going to say to everyone, as Ruth and I say to you, and as Homebase 101, as we say, it's our time. It's my time. It's your time. And so without any further ado, I'm going to put the music on. I thank everyone for this day as we leave January and enter February, which is Black History Month for those of you. So you know we'll be doing a lot of conversation on that topic and how it has to do with business and our great pioneers in that area. It's my time, folks. Thank you.
There's calling me to wake. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.